Hey there, it's me. No, before you say anything, yes, I know it's 3 o'clock in the morning, and I tried to get to voicemail as fast as I could, but if I disturbed you and your sleep, I am so, so sorry. I really am. The truth is, the only reason I'm doing this is 'cause I guess I'm a little drunk. Not enough that I don't know what I'm doing, but just enough to stop myself from chickening out. From leaving you this message. 'Cause if I don't do this now, I never will. To be honest, I was actually planning on talking to you about it tonight. I had my whole speech prepared and everything. I did everything but practice in front of the mirror. But as luck would have it, you were a no-show. I don't blame you. But I won't pretend it didn't put a little bit of a hitch in my plans. I mean, an evening hearing about Melissa's boyfriend's trouble in a grungy bar isn't exactly what I had in mind. I just really wanted us to spend some time together. But I understand you had stuff to do. I shouldn't have bet everything on you showing up anyways. Which brings us to the reason why I'm calling you in the first place. Okay. Here it goes. I know you have a crush on me. I've known for about a year now. Well, to tell the truth, I've only had a hunch until Melissa confirmed it with me. Please don't be mad at her. I know you made her promise not to tell me, but to be honest, dude, you just weren't really good at hiding it. I mean, you were always staring at me. Every one of our friends noticed it. The second I had my back turned, your eyes just locked onto me. Sometimes it was my hair. You seemed a little fixated on it. Sometimes you just stared at any piece of skin I happened to have on show. Maybe a shoulder. Maybe just a wrist. Or sometimes even a collarbone. Of course, sometimes you're staring at my ass. I swear I could feel your eyes burning holes into my jeans when you do that. People have also told me that you act differently around me too. I don't know if you maybe laughed a little more, or maybe you just acted like an idiot in love. I don't mean an idiot in a negative way. It's just that there's this look in your eyes I can't misinterpret. I see you trying so hard to hide your feelings for me, but still it's just so obvious. It's been like that since the beginning. I know me telling you this might embarrass you. In fact, I know it might terrify you at the prospect that I found you out, but the reason I'm calling you is that there's no reason for you to feel this way. I don't understand how you haven't realized it yet. I won't pretend I felt that way as long as you have. At first, you were just a friend. But when I understood your feelings for me, something changed. I started seeing you differently. I couldn't help but be enamored by your nervousness. And every time I noticed you trying to impress me, My heart felt warm and lucky. You're an amazing person. Kind, funny, and always so dependable. Knowing that with everyone who surrounds you, I was the one who caught your affection. I felt lucky. I guess I asked myself, why me? Why did I make you feel more than the other girls? And eventually, that question changed from, why me, to why not? Why wouldn't I love you? Why haven't I realized how much you really meant to me? And then I realized, I have a crush on you too. I started doing everything I could to make you notice it. I stared at you just as you do. I laughed too much at your jokes. I told all our friends, hoping that one of them would betray my secret. I dropped hints everywhere. I thought you'd understand, but somehow you didn't. You kept assuming I wouldn't love you back. That you were, well, in the friend zone or something. So now I guess I'll have to stop dropping hints and just say it out flat. I like you. I like you a lot. A whole lot, actually. I want to shout it out from every rooftop. I want it to be known. I want to be able to kiss you. I want to be able to feel your arms around me when I feel sad. And I want to feel my arms around you when the world becomes too much for you. I want us to make jokes that only belong to us. I want to know what being your girlfriend feels like. I want to know the taste of your lips. And I want to know how you fuck. I want to stop being your friend and start being your girl. I want you to be my man. I'm sorry for being so blunt. I know that alcohol is helping me here, and I'll probably be horrified by everything I've just said in the morning. But by then, it'll be too late for me to take it back. You know everything now. I think it's better this way. Please talk to me as soon as this recording is over. I need to hear the words I've been waiting for. I'm not asking you to accept my proposal. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you've gotten over me. I just need to stop pretending. Well, I guess I should stop talking now, before I say too much. I hope you're sleeping well. And I'll talk to you in the morning. Talk to you soon.